We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to what tries to be an anal game. In other words, to take the P out of panel game. That joke will give you some idea of what we're in for the next 8 weeks. The teams are, on my left, Barry Crown and Graham Garden. And on my right, John Duncan and William Rushton.
Louder.
And curbing my enthusiasm with iron self-control, let's launch us into our first game, which is called Word for Word. In this round, one of the members of a team says a word, and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first, and so on. And the opposing team may challenge and try to prove a connection. In fact, I shall give the teams the first word to start with. Graham Garden, I'm going to give you a word which you must bandy about with Barry Cryer, and your word is crutch.
Transport.
Cauliflower.
The crutch was a favourite mode of transport of Long John Silver, the parrot carrier.
I'll allow that, Willie. I'll allow that one. I'm going to give John a word now. John, if you start off with Willie. Gallop.
Cheese.
Toupee.
Arthur.
Silver.
Bread.
Terrace ceiling.
That is disestablishmentarianism.
Teeth.
Floxynarchy nihilipilification.
Acne.
Feet.
Rubbish.
George.
Genuflections.
Knife.
Word.
The.
Hereafter.
Good Lord.
Further rubbish.
Knees.
Nah, clock.
Gym.
Nostril.
Piano.
This case worse than my ashtray.
Cigarette.
Ashtray.
I said ashtray.
That's the chairman's buzzer there. I'm going to stop you on that one because already, before the game has hardly begun, that has put you score-wise in an unassailable position.
Oh, marvellous.
Thank you.
And the others can't catch up. Do you want to try one more then, Barry? I'm going to start one with you then. Will you start with the word bird?
Umbrella.
Rain.
Oh!
Sorry. Oh. Sorry about this, Buzz.
I think they spotted it, Graham. They spotted
it. Say nothing, Barry. Oh. They may not.
There's been a challenge from Willie Rushton.
Yes.
And I wonder what he's going to say.
The umbrella and the rain do seem to fall together in a natural manner.
Well, I don't get that, no. Now, carry on.
Very well.
Thanks.
Sorry, I mentioned it.
Carry on, Barry.
Rain, yes.
Carry on with rain.
Yes, Barry.
Nose.
Hyphen.
Nose is a hyphenated word.
Thank you.
Right, yes. Well, I'll give you that.
Thank you. So that brings
the first game to an end with a score at Barry and Graham 23 and Willie and John. Now, second game comes to the point in the programme where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the programme in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the Fairyland Ball. Got that, teams? The Fairyland Ball.
Playing with fire.
While you're thinking about that, we'll go on to the next game, which is simply called Blues. And this is a familiar one, all too familiar. For this round, each team will give the other the topic for a blues, which they must then improvise, accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. And I shall award marks for wit, cleanliness and brevity, coupled with ethnic feel, which has been on my script for four series, and I've never yet discovered what it is. Anyway, Graham and Barry, will you give John and Willie their topic for a blues, please?
We've decided the Dennis Healy blues.
Stop.
I woke up this morning and my pound wasn't worth a dime. What Healy does to us, oh, it really is the most appalling crime.
Keep up, piano.
Time heals all wounds, but baby, I'm...
absolutely certain. Healy wounds all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'll give you 6 marks I'll give you 6 marks anyway for that. And so, John and Willie, will you give Graham and Barry their title?
Holiday Camp Blues.
Holiday Camp Blues.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Woke up this morning. Heard a voice shout, "Heidi hi, heidi hi." I said, "I don't know where I am. Oh, me oh my, me oh my,
me oh my."
And a voice said, "Butlin's camp."
I said, "Oh, super, so am I."
Well, that ovation from the audience puts you just in the lead, and we go on to the round, which is, again, a familiar one, and it's called Ad Lib Poem. The teams are going to make up a poem. Each team member must keep going until I press this buzzer. Then a member of the opposing team must take over. And this goes on until the natural artistic conclusion is reached, or until none of us can stand it any longer. I'm going to give you the first line of the poem, and I'm going to ask John Junkin to take it up from me. John, ready?
Yes.
My lady fair once showed to me a lovely pair of pistols.
Go on, son, go on.
Being a devout coward and thick to boot, I shall go straight for the obvious. My lady fair once showed to me a lovely pair of pistols. She strapped them high upon her back in a holster made by Bristol's. A firm of holster makers known throughout this countryside.
A firm of reputation that is known both far and wide. A firm of many products, they, holsters and of boots. In fact, I've even heard.
They make old camouflage siren suits. To add to that, such is their fame, quite a number of other things I cannot at the moment name. Suffice to say, they're by appointment to H.M. the Queen.
Which, let's be honest, is about as high as we have been. And speaking now of height, he said, which we were not but then, we are in this line, and since I am rhyming it, I'll say when. What a load of rubbish. Who said that? It wasn't me. It was that little fellow over there, just behind thee. Nay, nay, nay again, and thrice nay, nay, I cried. But one thing puzzles me, he said.
My mouth was open wide. I stood entranced as on he spoke, on subject after theme, and all the day passed in a trice,
and I fell into a dream. Inside this dream, I walked along and down a country lane. And up there came a maiden, and she said her name was Jane.
Boom, boom.
Jane said, "Who are you, fellow?" I said, "But a rambler, I." She
was quite relieved when I awoke at the sound of reveille. It was Catterick Camp. I did my stint those many years ago.
And there we all had holsters, as you probably well know. One firm of holsterers I met, you may have heard of once, were those who put their holsters on the back of... and the fronts.
Thank you, on the back of... and the fronts. Of ladies' fair, and ladies foul, and ladies young and old, of ladies shy, and ladies bright, and ladies good as gold, and ladies tall and ladies thin.
And ladies slender too, and ladies who were fat as tents.
One could use the word immense. There they went, both hither and thence. Doing the things that ladies do. Cocking snooks at the Wandering Jew. Who finds this sort of thing in quite appalling taste?
Anyway. I asked the man who'd made the holsters on this lady's back why he had slung them quite so high, and thus he answered back. You've heard of... Oh, no, this is good, this.
This is class stuff, this.
You know.
You know the girl has urgent need from time to time of pistols. And I can't strap them on the front because she's got...
And that's an artistic conclusion, if ever I heard one. And that brings the score to rather an interesting point, because John and Willie have got 3, and Graham and Barry have got 12.
Lucky them.
Now, I'm going to ask each of you to take part in a round which is called Censored Songs. You've each got to sing a song, and during the song, it'll be your task to censor, by means of a buzzer, any words which you yourselves consider will outrage public decency or frighten the horses. So, teams, your chance to be Mary Whitehouse for a night. And we'll start with John Junkin. And your song is Greensleeves.
Alas, my love, you me wrong to me oft discourteously, and I have you oh so well, delighting in your green sleeves was all my green sleeves was my green sleeves was my of. And who but my Lady Green?
Right now, Barry Cryer, your song is Tom Dooley.
I are on the mountain, and there I took her. Up her on the mountain and stuck her with my hang down your Tom Dooley, hang down your and hang down your Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to.
Thank you. On to Willie Rushton now, and Willie, your song is After the Ball.
After the is over, after the break of, after the dancers, after the are gone, oh, many is aching. Oh, if you could them all, many that have vanished after the...
And that leaves Graham Garden, and your song, Graham, is All Through the Night.
All through the night,
Well, that brings the scores back to Barry and Graham 12 and John and Willie 3. We have a game now called Postman's Knock. The aim of this round is to create alternatives to the well-known parlour game of Postman's Knock. One team knocks and the other asks what the game is and how you play it. For example, Dustman's Knock is played like Postman's Knock, only filthier. I give points for wit or failing that charity, and you have the first knock, Barry Cryer. What variation of Postman's Knock would you like to play?
I'd like to play... Oh, I would like to play... No, I'll finish the sentence. I'd like to play Boozer's Knock.
How do you play Boozer's Knock?
Well, somebody goes out of the room and you have to guess who it is.
Start with the anticlimax. That's what I always say.
Right, John, what about yours?
I would like to play the 1975 version of Postman's Knock.
Pray tell us, what is the 1975 version of Postman's Knock?
You go outside and the girl turns up at the wrong address.
Oh.
And then go on to another anticlimax.
Right, well, there's still hope. Anybody got any more you want?
I've just thought of another one, actually. I would like to play War Office Knock.
How do you play War Office Knock?
You all go into an office and... Whoa!
Oh, in that case...
Oh,
in that case, I would like to play Surgeon's Knock.
Tell us something of this Surgeon's Knock.
You go outside with the girl and stay there till she says, cut it out.
Any advance on that?
No.
Yes, right. Heady with delight. Oh. I'd like to play anti-German knock.
Pray tell us, balding person, about this anti-German's knock.
Well, hirsutehoof, you play anti-German knock, you go outside and kiss the girl, but no hands.
Oh.
I wouldn't like to go on to that. I'd like to go back to surgeon's knock.
Right, well, I'd like to go on to the next round.
So you shall.
In fact, which is opera. And it's, as the name implies, this is a musical round. And I want the teams to sing a snatch of grand opera from a selected passage, accompanied by Colin Sell, of course, at the piano. And I'm going to give to Graham and Barry now a passage which comes from the horoscope in today's morning paper. Graham.
Thank you.
Introduction from Colin Sell.
Aquarius, January the 21st to February 19th. Oh, the work you do today will turn out to be a necessary. Also, be prepared for someone wanting to back out of an arrangement you've planned on.
I will.
Better safe than sorry, and furthermore, communication may be difficult. Generally, I mustn't laugh because I'm in it. Generally, but despite all this, you'll enjoy your day.
Pisces!
Oh, I haven't had a drop.
February 20th to March 20th.
Not a good day for shipping. Oh, sorry, shopping. It's a wide range forecast. Or really for laying out cash in any direction.
Avoid hire purchase agreements or lending to relatives and friends.
In working your home life, teamwork efforts will be hard, will be hard, will be hard. Will be hard going.
Sorry, really, I knew that's the one. I'll wipe you out on that.
Oh,
very
sweet. silly shoes.
Oh, dear.
I think we'd like to concede that round.
Yes. Surrender.
Oh, I must admit, it was rather moving. Now, John Willie, we've taken your words, operatic words, from a section on foot blows from a manual on self-defense. Colin?
Well, it's the old foot blows again.
We'll be with you in a moment. Keep playing amongst yourself.
This kick is delivered with the ball.
The ball of the foot.
The ball of the foot. If you are barefoot or wearing soft shoes. If you are barefoot in soft shoes.
The kick is delivered with a short snappy action. The shin of
the trouser.
A kick delivered with the bottom. The bottom of the foot. The bottom of the foot is made with
smashing action.
Smashing action.
The best target is the knee.
Next is the shin.
Amen. That's it.
Well, in previous series on this in this game, we've had complaints from listeners asking me, would I please give a serious score? So we'll say that the score is 382 each, and that's about as serious as I can get after that round. And we come to the point in the programme where I put on the headphones and tune in to a rival channel so that I can miss your announcements of the arrivals of the Fairyland Ball. Who's going to open the bidding?
Could I ask for a welcome for Mr. and Mrs. Wonderland and their son, Alison Wonderland.
Oh. Clever stuff.
No.
Contain yourselves within the fairy rings. For the Perapiskies and their daughter, Paul Perapisky. She's not standing well.
Mr.
Be
and Mrs.
Upstanding. Sorry, be upstanding John. From your toadstools for Mr. and Mrs. Ways a Toilet. And their daughter, Witch.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Winds, Light to Moderate. And their elfin friend, Fairy Able Winds, Light to Moderate.
Oh. Mr. and Mrs. Cohen and their daughter, Lepra Cohen.
And all the way from France. Oh, yeah. Will you welcome, please, Camp Pierre, the cross-channel fairy.
The Grot and a shadow of his former self, Elfin Grot.
Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Elf tender their apologies and send their only son, Bimis.
Bimis
Elf. Elf, what's wrong with that?
Mr. and Mrs. Bellili and their daughter, please, their daughter, with a mouth like a heifer, Ina Cowslips Bellili.
Oh.
I see. Points. Don't like the obvious stuff, huh?
Careful with your wands, for it. Coast veins with their limping daughter, the bad fairy coast veins.
A party of three, Mr. Alvin Stardust, Mr. Gary Glitter, and Mr. David Bowie, who swears he's a member. I don't know what that means, but I quite enjoy it myself.
Could you stand well back for the entrance of Mr. and Mrs. Ambar and their son, Wizard Ambar? Wizard Ambar, that's what you always ask when you go to a party.
Wizard
Ambar. Prepare to be bewitched.
And we bitched. By the arrival of Mr. and Mrs. Leaf and their medical son, Doc Leaf, of the National Elf Service.
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Lynn and their three sons, Grem, Gob, and Hobgob.
And again, all the way from France.
Not again.
Mr. and Mrs. Gnome and their son, the hero of the French underground, Metro.
this point, ladies and gentlemen, I come in to tell you that...
Mr. and Mrs. Lated and their drunken son, Pixie.
This is where I come in again to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the final score this week, barring any further intervention...
Mr. and Mrs. Geist and their son, Walter.
Oh, no. I mean, that's...
Score at this point is...
Mr. and Mrs. Upjohn. And their eldest son, who they're very worried about, the Fairy Queen.
Subtle stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mr. and Mrs. live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough. And their daughter, who was christened by a vicar who stuttered for part of the time, Mary Lee Sheila, lives now under the blossom that hangs on the bough.
Really? The winner.
Oh,
winner.
Game that's seven match, I think.
As you say, Barry, the winner, it puts Graham Garden and Barry Cryer in the lead at the end of tonight's programme. But don't worry, fans, because next week, Willie and John will win. So we'll see you again then. So until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, John Junkin and William Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Simon Brett.